Good morning. We welcome you as we gather together on this, the third Sunday after Pentecost. We're glad to have you all join us on this beautiful day. I'd like to ask you that you would take a few moments to please fill out the welcome card, the attendance card that is included in your bulletin. Please note the announcements that are on the back of the card, as there are several activities that are going to be happening over the next couple of weeks. And you can just drop this into the offering plates as they're presented to you. I want to thank our worship team who is leading worship today, along with Karen, who is filling in for Jonathan, who's away this week. So we're glad to have all this musical talent that's going to be offered up today to lead us in worship. Let's just take a few moments now and ask for God's blessings upon us as we gather to worship, to give thanks and praise for the many wonderful blessings in which he gives to us, and for strength in those moments in which we need his presence in our life. Will you please rise and join us in the confession and forgiveness as we turn and face the baptismal font? Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Amen. Seeking reconciliation with God and neighbor, let us remember the gift of baptism and confess our sin. God of mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, against one another, and against the earth entrusted to our care. We are worried and distracted by many things, and we fail to love you above all else. We store up treasures for ourselves and turn away from our neighbors in need. Forgive us that we may live in the freedom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. When we were laid low by sin and guilt, God made us alive together with Christ, forgiving us all our trespasses by taking our sins to the cross. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Rejoice in the good news. Amen.
You are holy.
You are holy.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Sovereign God, ruler of all hearts, you call us to obey you, and you favor us with true freedom. Keep us faithful to the ways of your Son, that leaving behind all that hinders us, we may steadfastly follow your path. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, our quiet offering will support the ministries of Wedgwood Christian Services.
A reading from Galatians chapter 5. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go?
When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him, but they did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. When his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. To another he said, follow me. But he said, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Another said, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home. Jesus said to him, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and it's time for the children to come up. Can you just sit along the edge here today? And we're going to face this way instead of the other way this morning. Do you want to have, you want to sit down here by Mommy? Yeah. Are there any other kiddos here? Morning, how are you doing? Like all your flip-flops. Is summer good? Yeah, all right. Well, you may have noticed I have a line on the floor here today. And what's your daughter's name? Layton? Layton was checking out this line and was walking on it earlier. And this line, have you ever drawn a line on the sidewalk? Is it sometimes kind of hard to draw to make it straight? No, you're pretty good at that, Ella? When I draw a line, sometimes it gets a little crooked. So, Leland, would you like to walk on this line? It works perfectly. Let's walk this way now, Leland. What? Like, Leighton? Honey. Whoops. Oh, you're going to see Grandpa. Okay. Okay. She's good. Yeah, that's not the way it was supposed to work. Okay. So, if you ever ride your bike, you're down and going straight, we're going to pretend that somebody is going to ride their bike down the straight line, okay? And so I think I'm going to let, who wants to do that? Who wants to volunteer? Ella, you want to do that? Pretend you're riding your bike, and we're going to try to distract you. Hey, Ella, look back here. Hey, Ella, I have candy. I have a puppy for you. Oh, that worked. This time, I'm going to have you ride down the line again, unless somebody else wants to try. Grace, do you want to do it? Okay. Now, wait a minute. This time I have different instructions. This time, when I say I have things for you or we try to distract you, I want you to turn around or kind of look back. Just look back, but keep going. Okay? Can you look back, but keep going? Ready? Go ahead. Here you are. Hey. That looks like fun. Hey, I wish I could do that. Hey, want a puppy? Sorry, guys. It works every time. Okay, my point is that Jesus said to his disciples, if you're going to follow me, you got to look ahead, and you have to watch me down there. Jesus is always out in front of us, isn't he? He's leading us. And if we're following him, we have to watch him. We can't be turning around, because what happens when I turn around? I fall right into Elsie. So, when you're riding your bike, you never turn your head around, do you? Do you? You must be pretty good. This whole children's sermon is out the window, so... Anyway, I'm glad you all came up this morning. All right. Should we have a quick prayer? Let's fold our hands and bow our heads. Jesus, thank you for leading us And be with us and watch over us as we follow you. Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming up. And I think Kim has the blue rope. My friends, I greet you this morning in the name of Jesus, who is the Christ. My mother was a person who took no excuses. When she said it was time to come in from playing, it was time to come in from playing. When she said it was time to eat, it was time to eat. When she said it was time to go to bed, there was no bargaining. It was time to go to bed. There was no way of turning her around. There was no way of negotiating something else with her or getting her to change her mind. She had a way of kind of setting her jaw, and you knew that she meant business. Well, I think that might be the way that Jesus appeared to the disciples in our gospel lesson this morning. Luke says he set his face to Jerusalem. He meant business. He was determined to go. He set his face, his mind, and his heart toward Jerusalem, and nothing was going to stop him. We tend to admire people like that, people who know where they're going, people who have a clear goal in mind, and we tend to follow them. These verses are a pivotal point in the Gospel of Luke as Jesus begins his journey to Jerusalem. His ministry in the north, in Galilee, is over with. In the next 9 chapters, he leads us on a long journey. And it really is a metaphor for the journey of discipleship. The Greek word for journey, or move, occurs 5 times in the first 7 verses of this reading. Jesus is on the move. He is resolute about going to Jerusalem, even if it leads him to a cross. Well, most Jewish people would have chosen another route and would have avoided Samaria. If Jesus started off in Galilee, which was in the north, and there was Judea in the south where Jerusalem was, then people would go around Samaria in the middle because there were racial tensions with the people there and different views. And so most people went around it, but Jesus was going right through Samaria. He wasn't about spinning his wheels by being out of his way somewhere. He wanted to give the same opportunity to foreigners that he was giving to his own people, to come and to follow and to discover the good news of God's kingdom for all people. But even the Samaritans recognized that heading straight for Jerusalem was not a good idea. The Roman garrison was there, the Jewish temple authorities were there. And one really couldn't blame the Samaritans for not going along on Jesus' caravan. It was going to mean trouble. James and John, who are sometimes called the sons of thunder, were indignant by this rejection of their leader, and so they said to Jesus, hey, can we just zap them with lightning? Can we do that? They kind of remind me of the hyenas in The Lion King, you know, where they just can't wait to get them. And Jesus, of course, rebukes them. It's pretty evident that they have no clue what Jesus' mission is really about. It's not about winning victory through violence. It's about winning a victory through love. Then there come the 3 people who seek to follow Jesus. And of course, this is the part of the story that is supposed to relate to us today as Jesus' disciples. The first person says, I will follow you wherever you go. Now one has to wonder if he would really follow Jesus if he knew where Jesus was really going. I know that I probably would not. And I don't know about any of you, but when I go somewhere, I want to know what to expect. I want to know what kind of motel I'm going to be in. Will it have a pool? Should I bring my bathing suit? I usually play it safe and bring my own pillow along just to ensure that I'm going to get a good night's sleep. I'm not good with uncertainty. I want to know how much this trip is going to cost me. Sometimes I wonder nowadays if we have gotten too used to our own personal comforts so that we find it difficult to follow Jesus. We want music in our worship to be a certain way. We wonder if Bible study is on a day that's going to fit into my schedule. Are we following a disciplined life for the sake of our own spiritual journey and of that of the congregation? The duty to bury one's father was seen as obeying the fourth commandment, honor your mother and father. And Jesus' response when he says, let the dead bury their own dead, seems like a pretty harsh response. We want to be there when someone we love is dying. It only seems right. But Jesus seems to be more focused on the future, on the life that he is leading. Sometimes we have to cut with the past in order to move on. We need to decide what our priorities will be. The third person, like the first, says that he will follow Jesus. But first, let me say goodbye to my family. He puts conditions on following Jesus. What are we waiting for? Are we waiting for the kids to grow up? Are we waiting to have more time to follow Jesus, whenever that will be? Waiting until we have fewer obligations to other people? Jesus seems to be saying that neither family or religious or social or business obligations can stand in the way of following Jesus. This whole discipleship journey is hard, and it will only get harder down the road. Discipleship is not a spectator sport. I may be able to trust Jesus with my eternal life, but it's hard to trust Jesus with today or next week. What happens if I don't have enough money to retire? What happens if the environment is ruined and my grandchildren cannot enjoy things the way I do? Will the church ever be the same as it used to be? We struggle both individually and as a church with what it means to follow Jesus. The truth is that none of us can make the cut. None of us can follow completely. Not even the disciples did. And that's why Jesus is so determined to get to Jerusalem. He lives a life of love, showing God's will, endures a terrible death for doing it, to prove that God's love is his destination. That is the place that he will go, no matter what. God raises him from the dead to free us from all that hinders us, from all of our distractions, from sin and from death. For freedom, Christ has set us free, says St. Paul in our second lesson. By his journey to Jerusalem, Jesus sets us free to live a new life, following in his footsteps, taking one day at a time and keeping our eyes forward. Jesus did not die for us in order that we go back into a life of self-indulgence. He died so that we can live a life loving one another. He died to give us the faith in him to keep trusting in God's love, to move forward into the future. Discipleship may be hard, but Jesus has walked every step of the way before us. He has experienced it all, and we are never alone. Let us always go forward toward the goal before us, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, says the writer of Hebrews. The more we are in love with him and experience the beauty of the new world that he gave his life for, the more we will lose interest in the things that we are leaving behind. It is then that we experience the grace-filled lightning bolt of change in our lives. We are not just looking back at what is good, but looking forward to where Jesus is calling us now, to new relationships, including new people, and maybe even new kinds of people, and perhaps to new ministries and different ways of discipling others, with all the hopes and challenges of being Jesus' disciples at St. Luke's in the 21st century. Amen.
Please stand as you are able for the hymn of the day.
As we gather on this day, this being the fifth Sunday of the month, it is our tradition here at St. Luke's to have a moment of healing for those who would like to come forward, receive the anointing of oil and the laying on of hands. We will do that after following the prayers, and we welcome you to just come up and approach the altar rails as you would in communion, or just simply follow others as they come forward. Our Lord Jesus healed many as a sign of the reign of God come near and sent the disciples to continue this work of healing with prayer, the laying on of hands, and anointing. In the name of Christ, the great healer and reconciler of the world, we now entrust to God all who are in need of healing. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and especially for all who are suffering or are in any affliction.
Merciful God, you sent your Son to be our peace. Help all those who suffer any pain or grief, hopelessness or anxiety. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty God, mercifully grant strength to the weak and comfort to those who suffer, that their sickness and pain may be turned into health. Lord, today we lift up to you Jason, Rosalie, Kojone family, Bruce, the React family, the Cottrell family, Gabrielle, Millie, Fabio, Janet, Jessica, Melissa, Kylie, Krista, Jim, Jerry Wiltzer's father, Aaron, and Betsy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of peace and reconciliation, bring an end to the sickness of the world, especially violence, terrorism, war, and their causes. We lift up to you now those who are serving in our military, Gabrielle, Jordan, Taylor, Max, Alex and Ashley Bickle, Matthew, Blaine, Nathaniel and Rachel, Dan, Melissa, Kelly, and Alex. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, Holy One, your Son prayed that your people may be one. May the gift of baptism be a power for healing in the church's brokenness, and bless all efforts for renewal in Christian unity. We now lift up to you the leaders of our church council, our bishops, Elizabeth Eaton and Craig Satterley. We pray for St. Andrew's Church. We lift up to you our Stephen ministers and their care receivers, Wedgwood Christian Services, the students that will be attending camp this summer, and Edgewood Lutheran Church in Fruitport. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving God, mend broken relationships and bring peace to our families, our congregation, this community, and the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy Spirit, we ask now that you would receive our individual prayers, spoken aloud or in the quiet of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving Lord, we ask that you celebrate with us today on the baptism of Jamie Lee Can. We also thank you and praise you for the affirmation of faith with Jamie and Joshua Jack that happened yesterday. May you continue to bless them on their journey, and may you help us as a congregation to continue to hold them in your arms and in prayer. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Eternal God, we thank you for the faithfully departed. Heal the pain of all who grieve. We pray specifically for Judy Blank on the death of her sister. We pray that you will just meet her needs right where they are. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. O God, we bring these prayers before you, knowing that you will hear us as you have promised and will answer according to the mercy shown in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. Sisters and brothers, I now invite you to come and receive a sign of healing and wholeness in the name of the Triune God. You may be seated.
Jesus, with your peace and gladness, Spirit of all comfort, fill our hearts. Healer of our every ill, light of each tomorrow, give us peace beyond our fear and hope beyond our sorrow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Know that God blesses you in his love and in his grace, that he restores all who come to him, that they may find wholeness in mind and in body, and may be blessed by his love eternally. And now, may the peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us share the peace with one another. Would you please rise in body or in spirit?
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, for the greening earth given for all, for the talents we are given to share, and for this bread and wine.
Transform us to be the body of Christ, that feasting on this food and drink, our lives may reflect your generosity. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and our duty to give thanks and praise to God for the gift of his Son, Jesus, who asks us to follow him, and even though at times we stumble and fail, continues to call upon us and continues to love us. For in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." We welcome you to join hands, if you would like, as we join together in sharing the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God invites you to this table of bounty. Come, the banquet is ready.
Lamb of God,
body of Jesus, broken for you. This is my body, given for you. Eat it, remembering I died for you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, in this holy communion, you have welcomed us into your presence, nourished us with words of mercy, and fed us at your table.
Amid the cares of this life, strengthen us to love you with all our heart. Serve our neighbors with a willing spirit, and honor the earth you have made, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Minute for mission. Is there anything anybody needs to share?
Yes,
okay, Marcy.
Yes, it's going to be really hot this afternoon, so youth and high school and middle school youth were meeting at my apartment for the first hour for worship planning, and then we're heading to the pool for a cookout and pool party. So if you haven't gotten my text, let me know.
Anybody that goes out that door and wants dispensation and say, can you make me 13 to 18 years old? Let me know and I will do that and you can go. Thank you. Any other announcements that need to be shared?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Family Promise is coming up in July 21st. We need at least 35 members or friends to help us carry out that ministry. So watch for sign-ups coming up next week.
Thank you. Anything else? Yes. When is the slideshow?
When Jonathan gets back and can help me. Sorry, Ella.
Did you get that? Okay. All right. Sorry. Yeah. We're just not that technically advanced. So anybody else? Then receive this blessing. Maybe. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
We are marching in the light of God.
Christ is sending you.